little bit of history there when you came into Cleveland, not being able to run the ball all that well in terms of 1,000-yard rushers. Where were you of that before going in? And I'm sure you were well aware of it once you got there.
I wasn't too aware of it. I didn't know that they hadn't had a 1,000-yard rusher in as many years as they hadn't. But when obviously, like you said, once I got here, it was very made aware of.
Do you think your season last year kind of helped, and also Clinton Portis's, his success, helped kind of get people past the whole, Denver's running backs are just a product of the system?
Well, I'm hoping that it helps that out, but at the same time, you do learn a lot from the Denver system, and, it kind of goes both ways. You want to prove that you had the talent to play elsewhere, but also same thing. At the same time, you want to let people know that you did learn a lot from that system as well.
I know you were traded, but did you need a change of scenery?
At the time it was about that time probably. At the same time I could have went either way. I enjoyed my time in Denver, and at the same time I wish I could have stayed there. But the same, it was probably a time to go out and make a name for myself as well. And Coach Shanahan gave me that chance to do so.
You feel like you've done that? Make a name for yourself there?
I'm hoping I did. I'm trying to build on it. It's still not over. So, I know I got a long way to go, and I'm trying to build on it a little bit more. And hopefully this season, by this season end, it'd be a little bit. My name would be a little bit better around this town.
Ruben, what did you learn from Denver's system? You said you took the lessons you learned here. What did you learn?
Just more being patient with your runs, and and reading techniques, and reading design defenses, and knowing your read before before the plays even ran.
Statistically, it looks like yards have been hard to come by this year, a little bit more than last.
It's been a little tough. We got some new guys sprinkled in there, and they haven't our O-line and tight ends haven't all played together. We all, as an offense, we haven't all played together, for a full year or anything like that. And a couple of guys got sprinkled in there late, like Hank Fraley. He came in, during the first week of the season, and so he's running the offense because obviously the center makes all the calls and everything. And he's starting to pick up the game a little bit more and know what we're trying to do. And I think it was going to get better week in and week out.
What's it going to be like banging heads for real against some of the guys you practice against every day?
It's going to be fun. I'm sure they're going to be trying to tee off on me as well as me trying to tee off on them.
Do you look at the success this team has had since you left and kind of have a little bit of regrets that you're not here as a part of it?
Not necessarily regret. I'm here with the Cleveland Browns trying to help this organization out, and the trade I believe worked out for the best for both of us. They got what they want on the D-line, and the Browns got what they wanted at running back, and they surpassed something that they hadn't had in, like you said, 20 years. So I think it worked out for the best of us, and so there's no regret there. I'm glad for all the success that they've been having.
So it was one of those where it was worth it to get the chance to get your name, make a name for yourself.
Yes.
Were you surprised that Tatum got the number one bill here, or what were your thoughts about that one?
Not at all. My thoughts was like, well, why is he in there in the first place? No, I wasn't surprised at all. Tatum's a good running back. One thing I told Tatum when I was down there is just to play to your strengths. And he's done that well now. He's using his speed a little bit more. He's being physical when he has to. He's making people miss in the holes. And so, that's the main thing. Advice I would have for Tatum. And I know he's a good running back, and I know he deserves that starting spot.
You said how much you liked it here and everything. What was really the thing? You said that maybe it was a time for a change. Wasn't it basically you had heard that you were going to go back to fullback?
That was one of the reasons why as well. I heard I was going to go back to fullback. It wasn't right. I didn't feel like I wanted to take. I didn't want to take that step back, and I wanted to continue to move forward.
Was that the main reason, or?
That was one of the reasons. At the same time, another reason was obviously I wanted to. I knew Tatum and Mike were coming back the next year, and I wanted to go out and instead of. Winning a job by default, I wanted to go out and train the cap and prove to, with another team that I can be a starting running back in this league.
What's kind of the, what's kind of the next step for you? You've had 1,000-yard season with a couple of teams. What do you want? What still do you want to accomplish?
Well, for us, I want to go to the playoffs with this team. You know, I don't know. I hope it's soon and sooner than later. You know, obviously, because you know I'm getting older in this league, and obviously I want to do it as fast as I can. And you know, one of the next step for us is definitely to make the playoffs.
I guess there's been a lot of talk back there about your shoulder affecting you this year. How much is truth and how much is fiction there?
Well, it affected me a little bit earlier. It was a little bit pain after. It was in some pain after that hit with the linebacker there from Cincinnati, and it's gotten a lot better. It's gotten a lot better. It's I'm close to 100% now, and so that's what I've been trying to work on it, and it's this week off really helped it out a lot.
With the them talking about moving you to fullback, and then you go into Cleveland and rushing for 1,000 yards on it, do you have some sense of proving yourself to maybe Mike Shanahan that he was not?
No, I don't necessarily believe I had to prove myself to Mike. Mike was a good guy to me. He treated me right. He gave me an opportunity to play with the Denver Broncos, and when nobody else would give me that opportunity. So I respect Mike for all that he's done for me, and all I want to do is go out there and help this team win. Whether it's against the Broncos or anybody else.
How much contact do you have with any of your former teammates from Denver?
I talked to some of the guys. I actually still have my home out there, so I talked to a lot of the guys, Champ, Jake Prommer, and all those guys, really guys that I'm real close with. Mike Anderson was one of my guys, and he's gone now as well. So, but other than that, I talk to a lot of the guys still, and when I see them out or something like that, we say hello, we talk, we chop it up, and that's about it.